This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice is facing tough questions from members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. The panel is considering her nomination to be Secretary of State. There's little doubt Rice will be confirmed by the Senate, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, senators still took this opportunity to press Rice on the administration's most troubling foreign policy challenge, the war in Iraq.
Rice's confirmation hearing started on a high note. She got a warm introduction from a Democrat and fellow Californian, Senator Dianne Feinstein.
I would submit that Dr. Rice has the skill, the judgment, and the poise and the leadership to lead in these difficult times.
Rice introduced herself to the panel as an African-American born in the segregated South who knew how to set her sights high.
My friends and I were raised to believe that we could do or become anything, that the only limits to our aspirations came from within. We were taught not to listen to those who said, no, you can't.
And after serving 4 years as the national security advisor to a president who took the country to war twice, Rice assured the panel that words, not weapons, will be the country's preferred approach to dealing with foreign conflicts.
In all that lies ahead, the primary instrument of American diplomacy will be the Department of State and the men and women of its foreign and civil services and foreign service nationals. The time for diplomacy is now. And the President and I will expect great things from America's diplomatic corps.
Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden declared that he, for one, expected greater accountability from an administration that started a war in Iraq over weapons that were never found.
I hope that you, as Secretary of State, and I'm confident you will be confirmed Secretary of State, and I plan on voting for you as Secretary of State, I hope that you will demand accountability from the people who serve you, if, heaven forbid, they misserve you to the extent that our country has been, in my view, misserved in Iraq.
Biden asked Rice to assess the troop strength the U.S. assigned to Iraq.
Do you think it was adequate now, looking back?
Senator Biden, I would not presume to try to give the president military advice, but I do believe that he got good military advice, and I do believe that the plan and the forces that we went in with were appropriate to the task.
Rice said the administration thinks more than 120,000 Iraqi forces have been trained, but Biden scoffed at that. Officials on the ground there, he said, think there are no more than 4,000 trained Iraqi forces. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel, who's often been critical of the Iraq War, said he agreed with Rice that holding elections may be an important event in Iraq.
But how will that change from what we have been doing? Fewer troops, less troops, more NATO troops, or what will envision the change in what you're anticipating our role to be, and connect that to an exit strategy?
Well, our role is directly proportional, I think, Senator, to how capable the Iraqis are. And so as Iraqis become more capable, then I would assume certainly our help will be needed less. I am really reluctant to try to put a timetable on that, because I think the goal is to get the mission accomplished. And that means that the Iraqis have to be capable of some things before we lessen our own responsibility.
And in his first appearance on the panel since losing the presidential race, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry told Rice he'd just returned from a sobering visit to Iraq.
I don't come back with any joy in this, but it's sort of the reality we've got to deal with. We got kids who are dying over there. They're going on missions that, in my judgment, are questionable in what they're going to achieve in terms of the population and the overall goal.
Rice acknowledged that not everything's worked out as planned in Iraq.
This was never going to be easy. It was always going to have ups and downs. I'm sure that we have made multiple, many decisions, some of which were good, some of which might not have been good. But the strategic decision to overthrow Saddam Hussein was the right one.
Rice also deplored an erosion of democracy in Russia, the pro-Cuba stance of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, and continuing terrorist attacks on Israel. But Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold pointed out what he saw as a major omission in her testimony.
There's been actually not a whole lot of discussion about the fight against terror, unless you believe that the Iraq War is the heart and soul of that, which I don't. And that troubles me.
Rice, though, insisted the U.S. is winning its battle with al-Qaeda.
You know, one of the ways that you fight a war is you deny the other side territory. And when you look at what has happened to them, their world has gotten smaller.
Most of the questions for Rice dealt with current or future policy. California Democrat Barbara Boxer was the only senator who really pressed Rice on her efforts to make the case for a war in Iraq.
Now, you rolled out the idea, and then you had to convince the people as you made your case with the president. And I personally believe, this is my personal view, that your loyalty to the mission you were given to sell this war overwhelmed your respect for the truth. And I don't say it lightly, and I'm going to go into the documents that show your statements and the facts at the time.
Rice's response was icy.
Senator, I have to say that I have never, ever lost respect for the truth in the service of anything. It is not my nature. It is not my character. And I would hope that we can have this conversation and discuss what happened before and what went on before and what I said without impugning my credibility or my integrity.
Still, Boxer persisted.
I just feel you quote President Bush when it suits you, but you contradicted him when he said, yes, Saddam could have a nuclear weapon in less than a year. You go on television 9 months later and said nobody ever said it was going to be.
Senator, that was just a question of pointing out to people that there was an uncertainty, that no one was saying that he would have to have a weapon within a year for it to be worth it to go to war.
Well, if you can't admit to this mistake, I hope that you'll
Senator, we can have this discussion in any way that you would like, but I really hope that you will refrain from impugning my integrity. Thank you
much. I'm just quoting what you said. You contradicted the president and you contradicted yourself.
The Rice hearings are to continue tomorrow with a full Senate confirmation vote expected Thursday. David Wolna, NPR News, the Capitol.